You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. New satellite images of Syrians stranded at border. We're joined on the line by Ahmed bin Shamsi, MENA Advocacy Director. Ahmed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Give us the rundown. Why are so many Syrians stranded on the Jordanian border?
Why? I can't. That's a good answer. That's probably should be asked to the Jordanian government. I think the reason why they're doing it, even though this is not a good reason in our understanding, is that there was an attack on June 21 carried by ISIS on a border post nearby. And the authorities considered that since then they had to suspend almost all aid to approximately 70,000 people, mostly children and women who are stuck there. We believe that this is not acceptable and that the situation at the border now is increasingly perilous for the up to 70,000 Syrians stuck there, and that very little humanitarian assistance has reached them since that attack on June 21. So we believe that Jordan should lift those restrictions and allow humanitarian aid to get back to these people very urgently, because they are in urgent need of it.
Yes, undoubtedly we can imagine how dire the situation is. Tell us about the humanitarian crisis at the Rukban encampment. Why has it not been resolved and appears to be getting worse?
It looks like it's getting worse, even though we're receiving very little information from inside the camps. But the anecdotal evidence that we collected suggests that conditions are worsening. And also there's this new satellite imagery that we got dated August 31st that shows that the dire situation of the tens of thousands of Syrians stranded there. The imagery shows a flux of people waiting around at least 7 water distribution sites. So, I mean, watching the image makes it clearer, but in a nutshell, people have to cross an area, a no man's land area, outside of the demilitarized zone, and the water points are stuck between two sand barriers, so they have to walk until then and then get back. And access to water is the only thing that they had so far, but aside of the water, no other humanitarian supply or material has accessed those people, and they are in dire need of it, and the situation is worsening by the day.
That's the unfortunate situation with 70,000 people. Where will these 70,000 certain people have to go?
Well, the Jordanian government has to proceed their asylum requests in a swift manner and then allow them to join either refugee camps inside Jordan or other areas inside Jordan. Because we believe that Jordan should allow all Syrians fleeing war and violence to seek asylum.
Is Jordan doing enough to help the Syrian refugees? What more can they be doing? And, you know, how do we look at what is the capacity of Jordan to assist?
Well, there are several challenges to the situation of Syrian refugees in Jordan, including their difficult access to work permits when they leave the refugee camps. And they do leave the refugee camps in vast numbers because conditions are reportedly bad, or at least in some camps on some aspects. The problem is that when a refugee leaves a refugee camp, then renewing residency papers and therefore getting work permits and providing for the family becomes problematic, because the backlog to get the Jordanian government examine the situation is sometimes extended to more than 8 months, and which means notably that children don't have access to school. So it's a complicated and difficult situation that can be addressed through some decisions that are only bureaucratic, that the Jordanian government should take. But this is the situation of the Syrian refugees inside Jordan in general. Now, if we're talking about those 70,000 people who are stuck in the frontier, we believe that urgent measures should be taken to allow humanitarian aid to get to them, because this is a humanitarian situation, and it's worsening by the day. They need food, they need medical supplies, they need medical care, and they need to be let in. And the we acknowledge that Jordan has legitimate security concerns, specifically after that attack from ISIS, and in general considering the regional environment. But these concerns must be balanced against the need to ensure the well-being of innocent Syrians attempting to flee the war.
What is the way forward now in terms of resolving the situation? What happened, not needs to happen? What is Human Rights Watch advocating as a way forward?
We are advocating very, we are calling the Jordanian government very clearly to allow humanitarian aid back in, and to allow humanitarian aid, humanitarian workers to get to have access to that population and to provide them the food and supplies, including medical supplies that they urgently need. That's our number one recommendation because the situation is urgent. Then, after that, those basic needs are addressed, we recommend that the Jordanian government proceeds with the asylum request in a swift manner and allow all Syrians fleeing war to seek asylum.
Yes, these requests need to be fulfilled and met as soon as possible to avert the situation. Ahmed, we appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair for speaking to us. Assalamu alaikum.
Shukran. Thank you for having me. Assalamu alaikum.
That was Ahmed bin Shamsi speaking to us about the Syrians stranded at the Jordanian border. And as he outlined, it's perhaps as a result of the situation that had come about because of the attacks that had been carried out by ISIS. So it's now 6 minutes to 6. We're going to go for commercials and then we're going to cross over again to the kingdom.